Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are in hour number three of a TV theme song Thursday. At the bottom of the hour, of course, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, Damian Lillard edition. This should be a lot of fun. We are live, of course, from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there, wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection. They've got fast free shipping. They've got free road hazard protection, and they've got more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. Rob, let's get right into this next topic. We're sticking with basketball because Gilbert Arenas says something that's got a brother ticked off, and here it is.
The 80s basketball, right? It was tougher. Shut up. Let it go. 80s cannot compete with 90s, 2000s, and now. It is a pointless argument. Oof. Bill and Beer cannot play basketball today, right? His defense does not work today. The things that you guys glorify in, which is hard fouls, not better defense.
Yeah.
Hard fouls. If you look at the people who were brutally hurting people, they were not all defensive players. A defensive player is playing within the rules, stopping you.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Rob. Because it's no, you go. It's just total nonsense. Actually, Bill Laimbeer was fine, Chris, on the 3-point line and could shoot from out there. Just the old notion that it was just rough and tumble and nobody had skill and now they don't even play defense. It's easier to score than ever before. Of course, there's nobody in the paint. There are no fouls to worry about, Chris. It's way easier to play. I mean, this is a tired and old argument, but this is one of those prisoner of the moment. Everything that happened yesterday is the best thing that ever happened. I just don't. How could you say that? And you think Michael Jordan couldn't play today? Really, Chris?
Rob, Gilbert Arenas doesn't know what he's talking about. Gilbert Arenas is proof that just because you are a great basketball player doesn't mean you know what you're talking about when it comes to NBA. It's at least the history of the game.
Can we change Gilbert? Change his name real quick to Willis so you can say what you're talking about, you Willis?
It is unbelievable that he said this. First of all, Bill Laimbeer never made an all-defensive team.
Thank you.
So that's your example? That's who you're holding up as the beacon of 1980s defense? He never made an all-defensive team. He was known as a thug, if you will.
Right.
He was known as an enforcer. That's what he was out there for. He'll be the... Now, he was skilled, Rob, in terms
he could shoot.
In terms of shooting and stuff like that. But he knew part of the reason he was out there, Rob, because he was tough. Same thing for Rick Mahorn. All right, so first of all, you don't know what you're talking about in that regard, Gilbert. Secondly, he said the 80s players could not play with the guys in the 90s,
the 2000s,
and today. Here's the proof that Gilbert Arenas is off his rocker. All right, Michael Jordan, Rob, dominated the 90s, but didn't win a championship in the 80s. Michael Jordan entered the league in 1984. Never won a championship in the 80s, dominated the 90s, but he couldn't play. The 80s players that beat him couldn't play in the 90s? What?
That doesn't even make any sense.
Secondly, I mean, just my second example, I could go on and on. Shaq dominated the late 90s and early 2000s, Rob. That three-year stretch where the Lakers won three in a row, Shaq was as dominant as it gets, right?
Yep.
In 1995, Shaq got abused by Hakeem Olajuwon in the finals. Shaq will tell you that. When Houston swept Orlando, Olajuwon dominated Shaq.
Right.
Now, Olajuwon, like Jordan, entered the league in 1984. Did he dominate the 80s? Never won a championship in the 80s.
Nope.
But he won two
in the 90s.
Yeah, had Ralph Sampson as a teammate, never won the championship. Got beat in the finals by Larry Bird and Robert Parrish and Kevin McHale.
Yep.
And it wasn't 3-on-1 because he had Ralph Sampson. So my point is, that is proof that the teams and the players in the 80s could play with the teams and the players in the 90s and the early 2000s. I would disagree, but if he had said, Rob, those old players couldn't play, like, say, from 2015 or actually about 2017 on, because now the three-pointer has become more prominent, I would disagree, but that's a better argument.
Right.
Because I just gave you proof that dudes that dominated the 2000s got dominated in the 90s or in the 80s. So what are you talking about? Now, he wants to point out Bill Laimbeer, and I'm sure part of his thinking is the athleticism, Rob.
Right. No, that's why he picked out Bill. That's why he picked out Bill Laimbeer. Like, oh, look at him. He couldn't play today. He's a stiff, you know. That's what he is.
First of all, athleticism, while important and good, obviously, is not the end all, be all for basketball. Is Luka what we would call athletic? You know, by today's standard, we tend to think jumping out of the gym and quick as a cat. Luka's none of that, but he owns the NBA. Is Jokic?
Thank you.
Nikola Jokic can't get a foot off the ground.
Is he the most athletic?
And these dudes that are athletic but don't know how to play basketball. I mean, seriously.
Preach, Chris.
How about James Harden, Rob? James Harden ain't athletic. you know, by what we considered athletic. He dominated the NBA. And let's talk about some. Rob, I had to write some notes because this dude is off his rocker. And he could come on the show anytime, Gilbert.
Yes, please.
Robert Williams III, Rob. That dude is 6'9", can't shoot a lick, and he is wreaking havoc on today's NBA. Since he's been back for the Celtics, they have the best defensive in the league by 4 points. Like, four defensive rating points, they are better when he's on the floor than the best team in the league defensively.
Wow.
This is a 6'9 guy who can't shoot, ain't skilled. If he played in the 90s, arenas would be saying, oh, he couldn't play today. What?
He's playing. Not only is he playing, he's affecting the game, Chris.
Yes.
You just said it. He's
Rob,
affecting the game.
Draymond Green's a 6'6 center. You know, I mean, he plays a lot of center in today's NBA. Could Draymond Green even dream about playing center back in the 80s
Not
and 90s?
Even close.
Patrick
he would
Ewing,
be-
Olajuwon, Shaq. David Robinson, Alonzo Moore. Yeah.
He would be force fed his lunch every game, Chris.
they would destroy him. And I'm not even trying to say to dudes,
no,
today's
you're being,
guys can't
no.
play. I'm just saying, like, let's just keep it real. Jakob Poeltl
Gesundheit
is averaging 14 points a game in the NBA today. He like doing damage. Rudy Gobert. Not as good as any of those centers I just mentioned. He's a three-time freaking defensive player of the year in today's NBA. I don't think he's better than Dikembe Mutombo. Ivica Zubac, a starting center on a contender with the Clippers. Rob Dwight Powell. You know that light-skinned dude for the Mavericks?
Yes.
Starting center on a team that got to the Western Conference Finals last year. I mean, come on, Gilbert. Do a little analysis, man. Don't be lazy.
He's packing, but he ain't packing no knowledge when it comes to the NBA.
And Rob, he talked about, y'all wasn't in the – I don't know if you listened to the whole thing, but I did. He talked about y'all wasn't in the gym 6-7 hours a day in the 80s. Y'all wasn't balling like that. Y'all wasn't working on y'all game. First of all, you don't know what they were doing. A lot of them were working on their games. And secondly, this is a pet peeve of mine with today's players. Yeah. They'll go work for 4 hours in the gym. Yeah, they'll get a personal trainer and a coach to work on their game. But you know what? They work on what they're already good at. They work on what they want to work on. They work on their handle, and they work on their three-point shot. That's it. They don't add no post moves. They don't add no post defense. They don't work on things they're not good at. You don't see today's players adding something to their game, like Michael Jordan adding a post game to his arsenal, like Kobe Bryant adding footwork and a post game to his arsenal. These dudes work on their handle constantly and their three-point shot. They're not adding new stuff. So don't give me all this about, you know, what you work on, and take away the carrying, because the handles are better, but a lot of it's better because they carrying.
What did you say? Your mom watches the game. How old's your mom, Chris? 70 what?
78, and she played
and she
basketball
even noticed,
in high school when it was 3-on-3 for girls.
Right.
And she notices every time I watch with her, she's like, they carry every time up the court. They do. It's ridiculous. And that's one reason the handles are so much better. And they shoot more better with distance. The mid-range, don't tell me about the mid-range accuracy. I know it's much better statistically than it used to be, but that's because they don't defend the mid-range shot. Teams
right.
want you to shoot the mid-range
it's
shot.
It's wide open
don't
if you want to take it.
Don't
exactly.
get to the rim right. Take a 15-footer. We love that. Take a 17-footer. Please, we beg of you. So, I mean, this is just Gilbert Arenas, man. You got to be smarter, bruh. I mean, I get you want to defend today's players. I'm not even ripping these dudes. I'm just saying two can play that game. You know, if you want to rip the players back then, Rob, you don't think Magic Johnson and Larry Bird would be dominant today as they were in the 80s?
Yes, they would be, Chris. And we talk about that all the time. People, if they had all of the benefits of today's players, Chris, they would be different. They would be
different.
You just
talked about how your travel was when you entered the league.
6 a.m. 6 a.m. flights. Larry Bird, Chris, is in coach. Hello? They were in coach.
These dudes can't even play today. God forbid they fly coach.
Right.
They
wouldn't
even be able to play that night. I need rest.
Right, I need rest. I sat in coach, and it was a 75-minute flight. My God, I'm worn out. I can't play. The science says if I have to travel 75 minutes and have peanuts and a Diet Coke, I'm going to fall apart.
I'll faint. Oh, my gosh. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable.
Man,
you can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. It's amazing, Rob, that we haven't played this. I don't think we've ever heard this on the...
No, this is the TV theme song.
It brings back a lot of memories.
And that was a request from Miss B listening. So
I like that.
Miss B wanted to hear Shaft, the TV theme song. People forget it was a TV show.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Gilbert Arenas' comment that the players in the 80s in the NBA couldn't play with the players in the 90s, 2000s, and today. Your thoughts?
All right, Chris, let's start with Connor in Minneapolis. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Connor?
What up, guys? I appreciate you. Great show. I've been listening since the beginning. Great show tonight. Great show always. And good job on the Shaft, too. That made me smile.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah. That was Isaac Hayes, right, Chris? Isaac Hayes is the one who wrote that.
Yep. I'm a younger dude. I didn't really get to watch the 80s. But the thing is, I think Gilbert's way off on this because, as far as I can tell, the guys in the 80s, if it benefited them to be more skilled, to shoot more threes and stuff, they would have done it because they wanted to compete more. The guys today, I can't say for certain that they would have played more physical, you know? You see guys even today develop their jump shots. The guys in the 80s, if it made sense for them to shoot more jumpers and stuff, I think they would have. And I just don't know if the guys today would be more physical. So I think he's tripping. I think he's I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I think the superstars of any era would be at the very least stars in every era.
Absolutely.
If you give Bill Russell the benefits of today, even though he was probably undersized, I think he would have been a great player. Like we say, Robert Williams is not bigger than Bill Russell, and he's dominating.
And give Bill Russell leather sneakers with an arch support, Chris.
Right. Okay. Right. He playing into Chuck Taylor's at best. Right.
No doubt.
Three games in 3 nights sometimes, too.
Let's go to Matthew in Austin. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's
up? Doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Long story short, I kind of agree with the last caller. I think it'd be a little bit disingenuous for us as watchers and, you know, sports enthusiasts, especially with basketball, to say that those people in the 80s, 90s wouldn't be able to come forward to today's era with all the advantages that they have and actually be able to make it work, right? I think, you know, you hear stories about how LeBron has an isobolic chamber in his house and he goes home and does that every day. If you gave that
spends
to Magic,
$1 million on his body a year, right?
Yeah, right? Right.
Exactly. Like, if you give those advantages to someone like, let's just say, Oscar Robertson, I think he would have been exactly what Russell Westbrook is now or during his MVP season, but turned up a notch, right? I mean, there's a reason we compare players backwards. It's hard not to look backwards and see what the greatness was. And it's a little bit, like I said, disingenuous of us to think that those stars from the past wouldn't be either superstars or stars today, because they had all of the work ethic, all of the hard work, and, you know, actually having to deal with the physical presence of defenders. And then on top of that, it was a lot harder to get into the league, a lot harder to, you know, as a 10-year-old, spend an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours a day with a jump shot teacher and all that, right?
Right,
you know,
and
27.
A coach.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm 27, and I remember even back when my dad was my coach, we did layup lines where we spent 30 minutes in a row hitting the corner of the backboard, right, hitting the little square. People don't do that anymore. There's no fundamentals left in the game in terms of being taught. It's all the fancy stuff. It's everything that gets on the...
And to be honest, that's why Europeans and international players are coming over here and dominating.
Yep.
Because they're fundamentally sound.
Exactly. Yep. They focus on the intangibles. They focus on the fundamentals. And, you know, I think anyone can learn how to dribble a basketball. There's a reason the Globetrotters never went pro, right? A lot of those guys just knew how to dribble and shoot and make it look fancy. And, yeah, I think it's more fun to watch nowadays. And I don't get me wrong. I think the skill of the average player nowadays, if you were to put them back in the 80s, then I think, yes, I would agree with what I've heard Gilbert Arenas say, where the average player today would probably be better than the average player from the 80s. But I don't think you can work it where anyone who was an all-star in their era wouldn't still be an all-star with all the advantages they have.
No doubt. Thanks for the call, Matthew. Right. Appreciate it. How about Brandon in California? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, B?
Hey, man. Love the show. 2 days in a row for me. I'm on
Thank
fight.
You.
Yeah, man. I'm with the rest of the callers, man. Like, the people that Jordan and Magic and them, they play hard. They play their butts off, and they worked hard on their game. And just for him to compare this time to 20, 30, 40 years ago is just, slight disrespect, because they barely work out. They, you know, like you guys are saying, all they really do is shoot like 1,000 threes, but right. No one wants to work on the fundamentals and learn how to play proper defense. And you know, like you said, like Jordan learned a post game. No one right. has a post game in the league today, probably but LeBron. And LeBron came from pretty much 20
and
years
his
back.
Isn't even, to be honest, right. his isn't that great compared to the players of yesteryear.
Yeah, you totally, man. So, yeah, I'm with the rest of it, man. Just stop the disrespect to the people that came before them.
Right.
I love the
it's
show.
Just ridiculous. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. We can squeeze one more in, Chris. Let's do it.
Yep.
Yeah, let's go to Sean. Sean in Sacramento. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. Real quick, man. Yo, Chris, you was cooking Gilbert, man. Every point that you made was very well spoken.
You heard me. I said preach.
Right. It must have been Draymond Green or something interviewing him, because there was zero pushback, zero request for explanation right. on his points. It was just letting him just fly off the handle. And one more thing before I get on my take, Rob, that hour three with Doug Gottlieb when y'all was hosting the other day for DP, my goodness, I was working out to that, man. I must have got the best pump of my life to that, man. You had me fired up, Rob.
But my yeah, we take went at it, Chris. Though, I told you, yeah.
They got at it, man. Hey, I feel sorry for TJ. It sounded like he was just playing the background for a half an hour while y'all were at it, man.
TJ was our guest, and we're yelling at each other while he's on.
Wow. Well, my take real quick, fellas, is, hey, besides everything that you said, Chris, how long did Kareem hold that score record? And he's a product of the 80s, am I right? So all
well,
that
even
stuff
the 70s.
Right. He's a product of the 70s, exactly. Yeah. 70s through the 80s, even, you know, all the way through that run, he did it the biggest, and he held that record all through those other eras Gilbert mentioned. And the other thing Gilbert failed to talk about, these new athletes are getting bailed out at the free throw line night after night after night. Joel Embiid, 30 free throw shots a night. James Harden, 30 free throw shots a night. These dudes are padding their stats, and it's not because they're better athletes. A lot of the time it's just because the NBA is protecting their product. So as far as Gilbert Arenas goes, look, man, you need to stick to poker.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires, for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, that is our man, Sean from Sacramento. It's time for Monty Bolaños, and following that, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. Monty, what's the update?
Well, the Celtics and the Pacers, guys, are in overtime. Boston is up by 1 point, 136 to 135, a minute and a half left in OT. Malcolm Brogdon leads the way, 24 points and 6 assists for the Celtics. Miles Turner has 40 points and 10 rebounds for the Pacers. He's having a great game. The Magic are beating the Pistons, 106 to 103, but there's 8 seconds left in the game, and the Pistons have the ball. They just called a timeout. Then the Grizzlies and the 76ers still going at it. The 76ers were coming back into the game. The Grizzlies have been up really the whole game, and they extended it again. So the Grizzlies are back up on top by 9 points. 87-78 is the score. Still a whole fourth quarter left in this one. But Joel Embiid, 19 points, 17 rebounds, and 4 blocks. Raptors up on the Pelicans, 100-93. 7 minutes left in that game. And the Spurs playing the Mavericks. Both Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic are playing. And the Mavericks are up 44-38. 9 minutes left in the first half. Luka Doncic 11 points and 6 rebounds. The Nuggets, they were down in the last 4 minutes, but they came out on top, 115 to 109 over the Cavs. That was the final score in Cleveland. Nikola Jokic, another triple-double. I think this is his 22nd triple-double of the season. 24 points, 18 rebounds, and 13 assists. We've got, I think, one game in college basketball top 25. Yep, number 21, Northwestern has a lead over Illinois, 24 to 15 with 8 minutes to go in the first half. And a little NFL news, the Rams and 9-time All-Pro Bowl linebacker Bobby Wagner, who started all 17 games for LA this past season, they've agreed to mutually part ways. But he won't be a free agent just yet, not until the season actually starts, so he can't sign with anyone until March 15th when he joins the free agent class. The Broncos have hired former NFL quarterback Davis Webb as their new quarterbacks coach. He's 28. And this came out earlier today that Lamar Jackson's counter offers to the Baltimore Ravens have all been for fully guaranteed contracts that exceed what quarterback Deshaun Watson got. This came out of ESPN. And they also report, we know that Jackson does not have like a real agent, that he's actually receiving guidance from the NFLPA in his ongoing contract negotiations with the Ravens. It's been fun, fellas. You're great.
Thank you, Monty.
Yeah.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. It's time for Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
Yeah. This game is so f-ing easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
Ladies and gentlemen, not only is it the first time in Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia in the history of this game itself on The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker that Alex Tyshirt is not only one of the main contestants, he is also your humble host today.
Wow.
So we're going to break it down and have some fun. Well, it's going to be easy, Chris Broussard. Let me guide you as the host of the segment. So guys, you know how this works. What we're going to do is we're going to take some easy sports questions to all of you. Speak for yourselves, not for me. And what we're going to do is we're going to have some fun questions, and Chris and Rob have to give me one word clues only to answer each of these questions. Now, guys, we both all know, well, three of us all know the hints here. It has to be in English. Can't be a rhyming word.
That's right,
cannot
Chris.
Be
These
numbers.
Are rules for Chris.
Yes.
Can't be a paragraph,
cannot
Rob.
Cannot be a paragraph.
Or
and
even
also,
a sentence.
We're going to start this new one, Chris, that you have to start each time before giving me a clue. You have to ask, Alex, are you ready? That's also going to be implemented now.
Are you ready?
Moving forward. So I tossed a coin, and who would have guessed that Rob Parker gets to go first here? We'll start with you, Rob, and we'll work our way up the tower. These questions get harder as we go, and speak for yourselves again, we'll say. So first off, Rob, Lillard, and it's all the Damian Lillard edition, by the way, guys. Lillard has a trademark celebration he uses at the end of games. He points at his wrist and says, quote, Dame blank. Rob, the floor is yours.
All right. Miller.
Oh, Rob.
I know.
Miller.
I'm dating myself, Chris. Chris knows what I'm saying.
It's just a bad clue.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I don't really know where
dating
you're going with
or
this.
Or not.
Time?
Nowhere.
Yeah, Miller really? Time.
No kidding.
Yes.
That's the only thing I can think of is Miller time.
Miller time. Miller time.
I was going to say clock. How about that?
That's actually a good one. That's a good one. Okay, 10 points, Rob. Miller. Good job,
Rob. There you
Rob.
Go. Miller time. Everybody knows it's Miller time.
I'm actually impressed. I was going to say beer, but that sounds better. Okay, so off to now Chris Broussard. So now, Chris, this is the Dame Dala edition. I think I just actually answered this one.
Yes. Wow. Can't use that.
Rob G, we'll skip the second question.
No. He said it. He said Dame Dala.
Shout out to Rob G for this text.
You have the answers
No,
there?
I don't. This is just like the title. It's all blank for me. I just have questions and blanks.
All right.
Should we still do the second one? Should we still do the second one, Chris?
I should get the second
one. No.
I was going to say cash or money.
Oh, money. I like
you
that.
You would have got that.
Dollar, yeah.
You said money.
Just so anybody who's listening right now.
We both got 10.
That doesn't know what's
what
going on.
What I would have said was menu.
Yeah.
You would have said dollar
menu. I mean, if you said
Rob
McDonald's.
No, Rob would have said tree.
Tree.
Dollar tree.
So the second question was going to be what's his stage name, but I guess I just answered that. So here we go. Let's go to the third one because people might think this is rigged.
This is for me.
And it's not. So Chris. Lillard has multiple series clinching jumpers in the playoffs. One against the Rockets in 2014, and again in 2019 against the blank.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you for asking.
All right. Here we go.
Rob didn't ask me. Minus a point for Rob.
I know, right?
Lightning?
Thunder.
There it is.
Let's go.
There
it is. All right, good stuff,
that's
Chris.
Now, that's a clue, Rob.
I like
that's
that.
That's a clue.
Now, that was actually a good one.
Yes.
That actually helps me out.
First one of the night.
All right, there we go. So, you guys are both on the board, 10 points each. Let's go back to Rob Parker. Now, Rob Parker, I'm going to ask you, are you ready?
I am, Alex.
Lillard has appeared in one movie. That was the 2021 LeBron James remake of the movie Blank Jam. I hope Alex can get this one.
Okay, Alex, you could get this. I know, like you already.
I hope
know.
So, hey, dude, Rob. I hope so.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
All NASA. You can say is, "Are you NASA. Ready?"
What was it?
NASA.
Space.
Yes. Come on.
Got it. Good stuff, Rob. Okay, look at you guys.
How does he keep getting these easy ones?
I don't know. Ask Rob G. He wrote the question. Rob G's taking time off.
It just when I give you an answer, it sounds easy. I'm so talented.
Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. First time in history, Tyshirt is hosting the Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia for himself. This is kind of weird. Hi, Alex. So you're doing a good job. So we're going to continue. Chris and Rob are both on the board here. Rob has 20 points. Chris has 10. Back to Chris here. Now, Chris, Lillard didn't play at a big-time university, but rather a mid-major called Weber blank.
All right. City?
State.
Yes. Yeah, boy.
All is good.
Yeah, boy.
Sorry, wrong one.
There That's we go. What I'm talking about.
Hey, if he had to say what city was in the state, that would be a problem because his geography is terrible.
And I think it's Weber. Isn't it Weber?
It's
state?
A Weber. Yeah.
Is
Weber.
It Weber?
It's Weber state. Yeah.
It's all good.
It looks like a web to me.
Yeah. Huh. They pronounce it Weber state.
What's the next thing? Are you going to tell me that lasagna? I don't pronounce the G. Are you going to tell me
lasagna.
That? Stop
it's
lasagna. Stop it. Is it? Lasagna. Okay, I like that one. Well, it's also, you know,
Bologna.
Django. What was Django,
That's
too?
That's what Rob's eating for lunch, dinner every night. Bologna.
Bologna. With some mayo and cheese, Chris.
Oh,
don't forget.
Stop. Right. Yeah, everybody was looking at me weird when I said it was a good movie, Django. I don't know why. That's weird, though. All right, so let's
it
go
was
back
a good
to.
Movie.
Right? Let's go back now to Rob Parker. And Rob, you gotta have some room here to win the game. So, Rob. Lillard is very proud of his hometown, and he's something of a high school legend in the city of Blank, California. Are you
Raiders?
Ready? Where were they at? Las Vegas?
Oh. Because remember, the clue was California.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Go ahead. Keep talking, Rob. You got something else to say?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the heads up, Rob.
All right.
I was thinking where they're at.
Here we go. Alex. Alex, are you ready?
I'm ready, Chris. Rob doesn't do that anymore. Kind of hurts my feelings.
No, it's all good. I thought you would get that.
I was trying to think of it. I don't know where they were.
All right, here we go. Here we go, Alex.
Okay.
Here we go.
My eyes are closed.
Think of the
I'm in a
don't do that, Chris. You'll be disqualified.
I'm in a darkness retreat.
Right.
At a motel.
You're hallucinating, Alex. Your thoughts are flying.
The coffee's a little cold.
Give in. Surrender. Surrender to your thoughts. Your imagination.
What's your clue? Is that your clue?
It's a long clue, by the way. They offered me ashwagandha. Right. Should I drink it?
Here we go.
I'm ready.
Bay.
Oh, Oakland.
Yes.
Yeah, boy!
Let's go. Okay.
Yeah.
Chris getting some distance
30 to 20.
Here. I think this is going to be the last one here, Chris.
And this is me.
Oh, is it?
I mean,
for time reasons,
baby.
Let's just end this right now. I'm sorry, Rob. I love you. Man.
Actually, we're running late. So, bring it up.
We don't have time for this. Go straight to the break.
Turn this down,
Alex. We got to go to the break.
Rob, I can't hear you in the darkness.
House, y'all. Let it breathe. Let it breathe. I'm back on top, y'all, where I belong. It feels so good.
We'll be right back.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And we're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive Insurance makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, boat, ATV, RV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, Rob, let's wrap it up here. DeMar DeRozan said over the All-Star weekend that there should be a required number of games that players play in the NBA in order to win the MVP award. And he said that number should be 78 games, which I think is way too high.
Yeah, that's 78
that's
out of 82.
That's only missing four.
No,
right.
that would eliminate everybody except for one person, like for real.
Right. You'd have a guy averaging like 14 points with an MVP.
And he would be the MVP. That number's way too high.
Yeah.
People might miss 6 or 8 games. That's doable. Not more than 10,
I think the
probably.
Most – because I've tended to go – like when I'm – doing my voting for MVP, I would look at the precedent, and in the past, the most games that a guy missed in like an 82-game season was 12 and won the MVP. I think
and that's
what
I said.
Iverson.
I said 10, so that's right around.
Yeah,
10.
Yeah.
10
so I kind of went off that. Now, today, Rob, most stars are missing more than 12 games. So it does. I remember last year it was like, wow, all these guys missed this many games. I had to lower it.
And you remember when, the rookie of the year, we had a problem with. Paul.
Was it LaMelo? Yeah, he won it over Anthony Edwards.
You remember that? He missed like 20-some games, Chris.
Right. I don't necessarily feel like there has to be a number. I don't hate that notion. Certainly don't think it should be 78, but. I don't know, Rob, if one good thing from that, let's say you made it 70 or 68 or whatever, you would think it would make star players play more often, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you would think, but I don't know if it would be a true incentive and they just would, oh, well.
Some that would realize, there's only a handful that are really in the running every year, right?
Exactly, there's only four or five guys. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that was – I doubt that was DeRozan's.
And according
thinking.
To the analytics, the Joker's going to win it the next 8 years anyway, so what's the difference?
Right, right. What's the big deal? Yeah, I just think that, you know, one other number, Rob, that's telling or you can use as a barometer is, you know, the league has a certain number of games you have to play to be available
qualify
for, like,
for the
stat leader.
Yep,
yeah,
yep.
Stat leader categories. Like last year, LeBron didn't qualify for that. So you could say if a guy doesn't play enough games to qualify to, you know, be on a leader in a category, then he can't be the MVP.
Yeah, I mean, it could be right? that. Because you do all sports, Chris. You know, baseball, you have to have a certain amount of at-bats.
Right.
Pitchers, you got to have a certain amount of innings to qualify. So I think that's the way it should be. You got to be in a certain
whatever
amount
the league
of games,
determines is that number, then I think that probably should stand. I think, again, I don't know if – I'm sure his heart is in the right place. I don't know if he's trying to, you know, make a statement about load management. But I think, you know, like you said, Rob, just kind of what you have to play for the stat leader categories – is probably a fair, you know, number for it to be. But like we started out the show, Rob, they got to come up with something to get these guys playing in these games now. I mean, they really, I think it's early. I mean, it might sound alarmist right now, but if they keep this up, they're starting to blow it. You know, like it's just, you just can't take the fans for granted the way that a lot of these NBA people, again, I'm not just blaming it on the players, but a lot of these NBA people are doing.
No doubt. No doubt. It's just not right. It's coming to a head. Something's going to give, Chris, and maybe in this CBA, this new CBA that they'll work on. But I think a lot of people are frustrated because it keeps coming up. It is an issue. And I know the commissioner of the state of the league, Chris, kind of poo-pooed it. I don't think you could poo-poo it. I really don't. And I think you better be very careful not to address this because you can't keep having this happen. You're going to the league is going to deteriorate and people are going to feel like, why should I care or why should I put up my money for the league? You want people to be invested in the league, Chris, right? Got to matter to them.
I mean, Rob, and I think, look, and Nick Wright, my co-host on First Things First, brought this up earlier in the week. And you've heard me say in the past that I do think the media, because we focus so much on rings, that the players sometimes are just looking at it like, well, that's all that matters. But that emphasis has been there. You know, Michael Jordan, Rob, a lot of people criticize him until he won a ring. It didn't mean he didn't go out and play hard in the regular season.
Right.
You know, so, all right, we may be getting more into that tomorrow. It's the iCouple. We're signing off. Y'all have a good night. Peace!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.